get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true? I get a kick out of you.
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, this is Adam.
那2016年呢，其实每一年中文都会涌现出很多的流行语。
So many.
Social media, buzzwords, 社交媒体的热词。我最近看一本就是很好的杂志叫咬文嚼字。有兴趣的朋友也可以去看看啊，我觉得它真的是质量水准非常高的一本关于语言学、关于中英文的杂志。他们就是公布了2016年十大流行语。So, top 10 buzzwords.
Yeah, we want to call them buzzwords.
或者我觉得其实这些都是像一个 meme. 这词特别好，大家可以学起来。它的拼法是
M-E-M-E.
但是他不念
Mimi.
I used to say Mimi.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's okay. I would guess I would understand. Yeah, it does look like Mimi.
But it's actually meme.
Right, meme.
Meme. 一个 meme 就是这种其实像 buzzwords 差不多的，但它就是很快的 it goes viral, 然后
A meme needs a picture.
Right? 对，还有一些图啊。
It needs a picture, and then you put the thing at the bottom.
对，反正就是现在 social media age, 社交媒体时代都是这种 meme.
Yes, exactly.
好，那我们今天呢就会跟大家说一说像今年很红的什么洪荒之力、吃瓜群众这样的词，就是英语，而且它都是非常我觉得很贴切的一些英语翻译。
Okay.
所以大家可以到我们开言英语的微信公众号，开放的开，语言的言，然后我觉得这是非常值得好好品味的一期推送啊。首先 Adam, 我第一个就要说这个词，因为你说你昨天做梦做到了这个人。
Yeah, I don't know why. I guess I was a little sick yesterday, so my dreams were strange, but...
So who did you dream of?
I dreamt of a very famous Olympic swimmer.
女生就傅园慧。
Right.
她特别萌。萌英语怎么说？
Cute.
Cute. Yeah. She's kind of adorable. 我们之前的节目教过，对吧？
Yeah.
她就有点那个呆呆傻傻呆萌的那种。
Yeah.
对 ,adorable. 那她今年就贡献了洪荒之力。
Okay, so when this first came out, after she did her swim, everybody was using this phrase, prehistoric powers.
Prehistoric or 是 prehistoric 还是 prehistorical?
I don't think it,
都可以。
Yeah, it's both. They're both okay.
就是史前的对吧、英语里面 pre 就是
before
对 so prehistorical powers、你当时在英语媒体 did you have any idea what it meant?
No
但后来联系 context 那 situation 就知道了
well because the it was justIt spread so quickly. It went viral
对、就是、
so quickly.
说一个东西就是爆红一下好多人都知道就可以说 something goes viral.
Right.
就是它传播非常快像病毒一样啊、goes viral. But besides prehistorical powers, 还有一些国外的媒体用什么、比如 mystic energy,、or...Full potential, like I've used my full potential. I've used my potential to the fullest.
Right, but just, that sounds so, it doesn't sound so, as poetic as...
Which one of these three translations is your favorite?
Probably mystic energy.
就是神秘的力量是吧 mystic energy. I really like prehistorical power.
It is, yeah, I mean, that's good too. It's good too.
The, very catchy, 就是让你过目不忘。
The full potential one just doesn't sound...
It sounds kind of dull, right?
Yeah, just dull.
好，其实现在当然有我们吃瓜群众啊，所以这些 meme, 这些 buzzwords,、that's how they go viral, 对不对、
yes.
好，那吃瓜群众，首先群众就是 the people,
the
right,
people,
the masses,
right,、yeah.
大众。然后你知道我们这儿吃瓜是吃什么瓜吗？西瓜。
Okay, watermelon.
对。So, I guess in a very literal sense, you can say melon eating masses.
Yeah.
If I said that to you, 如果我跟你讲这个，你能猜出我想表达的是什么意思吧？
Probably. It sounds a little negative.
你觉得我想表达是什么？
The people are just standing around eating.
就是说我们是比较 idle 无所事事的、mm. 然后 we've got too much time on our hands basically and,、
oh.
or we're just you know spectators or onlookers、
oh, okay.
所以呢吃瓜群众其实对我觉得 spectators 或者 onlookers 都可以吧、
They're a little bit different. Spectator is, you know, somebody that's kind of like actively watching something, whereas onlooker is just, you just happen to see it.
Bystanders.
Bystander and onlooker are very close, but bystander is usually, it's kind of more, hey, what do you guys say? 袖手旁观的。
袖手旁观、但是反正我们现在因为所有的这些 buzzword meme 嘛我觉得都是 there's a sense of humor and cynicism、
mm.
cynicism or someone cynical 就是它是嘲有点嘲讽意味的、mm. 所以就反正吃瓜群众就是说我们 这个也不是特别跟我们有关系但反正我们就在那看是这样的、
mm.
Okay, so we're all melon-eating spectators, I guess.
Wow.、
那接下来这个 I think is、kind of the opposite. 这是一个非常 dedicated 的人。这是一个有工匠精神的人。我觉得今年这个反正这个概念的 concept 也在中文媒体特别流行啊。一个匠人其实就是一个 artisan。
Right, or a craftsman. Although, you know, these words like policeman, craftsman,、it's, maybe artisan is better here.
对，因为我自己感觉除了在现在中国社会我们很呼唤这种工匠精神，其实这两年在美国你不觉得也是吗？就你出去吃一个什么东西都 say,、yeah. it's artisanal cheese.
Right.
工匠芝士。
Everything.
你问他什么是工匠知识他就说这是不是大的工厂生产出来只是一个人自己什么他祖传的啥秘方、
right, yeah.
对吧 So yeah, I think artisanal or artisan、
right.
is really good 对就大家到比如美国旅游啊什么的你去一些比较 fancy 的饭店、就特别多或者你到什么 Whole Foods 什么 Ding and Deluca、right. 去买吃的巧克力也是 artisanal chocolates、
right.
Beer, artisanal
Always artisanal beer.
Or craft beer.
Or this will be artisanal podcasts.
Or artisanal bread.
Ooh, yeah.
这个我看到也很多，国外很多面包房，它现在就卖比较高级的面包。
Yep.
工匠匠人面包 ,artisanal bread. 哎，你刚刚说我们是 artisanal 播客，匠人播客，工匠播客。前两天我还真看到有朋友在留言里面说，你们有工匠精神。
Oh, really?
对所以谢谢你、如果说一个人有工匠精神你可以说 They've got,
you know, the artisanal spirit.
Ah, the artisanal spirit. 好的那接下来这个 meme 你看到过吧、
yes.
The richest man in China.
Yes, Mr. Wang.
Mr. Wang、told everyone to set a little goal, a small target,、right? 小目标。目标在英语里面
Could be goal, could be target.
可以，但我觉得好像人生目标什么的，通常用 goal 比较好，
yeah,
对吧、
right.
因为 target, 比如 you've got sales target.
I think at work, you usually say.
销售目标什么的。
Right.
But when it comes to life, to career,、I think goal is a better word.
Right, exactly.
Goal setting, you need to set a small goal for yourself. Try to reach that goal first. 啊，接下来这个友谊的小船说翻就翻，我还记得我和 Spencer 当时就做过一期节目。
Oh, really?
对，就是说为什么 friendship, 然后还有什么很多词都有 ship, membership,
right,
什么、
yeah.
对，所以有兴趣的朋友，我们把那个链接放在今天推送里面，也可以去听一听啊。
OK.
然后这个友谊的小船说翻就翻 ，basically, you know, the friendship isn't there anymore.、So, I guess you can unfriend someone.
Can unfriend somebody, right?
可以啦。
So many people asked me about this one this year,、and I guess I was always trying to keep that ship idea.
Yeah.
You know, like you know, a friendship, but of course, a boat.
Yeah.
Being
yeah.
a small ship, so.What Jenny just said, unfriend, is probably the best word.、But I was always trying to think of, like, using a, you know, some kind of boat words to describe it.
那你会怎么翻译
Well, you know, a boat can turn over. There's one word, it's called capsize. That's when the boat actually turns over.
Capsize.
But really, like, this is just being kind of poetic.
你能不能 就比较 accessible, 比较亲民的。我觉得你跟一个外国人说 to unfriend someone, 大家都会懂。
Right,
or
exactly.
To have a fall, like to have fall out with someone. We had a fall out.
We had a fall out, yeah.
但是朋友间可以说 we had a breakup 吗?
No.
朋友间就 fall out.
Right, yeah.
男女朋友 romantic 的才是 breakup,
yeah, exactly. 对吧? Okay, this next one, I guess I love it, but at the same time, it scares me a little bit.
Why does it scare you?
Because, the, I'm sure everybody can see, you know, a guy sitting on the sofa.
Oh, but he looks kind of sickly, right?
Yeah, he doesn't look healthy, doesn't look happy, like...
就葛优躺啊。哎，你喜欢葛优吗？
No.
他很好笑，你为什么你看过他电影吗？
No.
Really?
But yeah. Why are you always so surprised?
No, I think you'll love him, 因为我觉得他真的是中国最棒的喜剧演员。You like Louis C.K., right?
Yep.
I think you'll love 葛优。
Okay.
Okay, so this holiday binge watching 葛优 movies, okay?
Okay.
所以葛优躺，哎，这个躺就是他这个姿势 ，it's like man spread, I think.
Man spread.
英文不是有这么一个也是新词儿叫就男的，反正大家想葛优躺，我觉得就一个男的如果这样的话，你可以说哦、oh, ，he's man spreading， 葛优 spreading。
OK，
好像我也看过有人翻译成的葛优 slouch。
Yeah, OK, I'd be OK with that.
Because slouch is when you...
Well, slouching is something that your parents would say never to do. It's
don't
the,
slouch.
It's the opposite of sitting up straight.
okay.
But what he's doing is he is more, yeah, spread out on the sofa.
对，就是 man spread 呀。
好吧。
哎，但是 Adam， 如果一个女生是那样的 posture 一个姿势的话，可以说 she's man spreading 吗？ Like in a funny way, joking way.
I could in a joking way, but you need to be really careful.
是的，是的。
Okay, how about this? Blue skinny mushroom.
Your favorite mushroom.
I love mushrooms. Especially blue skinny mushrooms.
好，这蓝瘦香菇，而且蓝瘦香菇，我觉得比较自然的可能就是 feel bad, wanna cry,
yeah,
是吧？
Yeah, yeah, sure.
不过我刚刚那个 feel bad, wanna cry 是 very literal, 很直译的。
Right.
但有一些我觉得特别好的，它把那个蓝也表达出来了。
Right, you can feel blue.
对。我们前面做直播课还有一个朋友会员问我们就是英语里面不同的颜色去形容心情、
right.
That's a great topic 我们下次应该做一个节目
Right
So if you're feeling blue 就是你是比较忧郁 A little、
yeah.
sad
We also say down in the dumps A little down in the dumps
Dumps 就是垃圾堆
Right
反正就是 you're feeling very shitty basically、
yeah. Whoa I can't believe you said that I'm so happy you did
有点粗俗
It's okay、
反正互联网上这种 you know meme、anything that goes viral 有很多是我觉得是 accidental 偶然成分但后来还是很多你觉得是有套路的就是、there is a way things go viral、
right?
Right? 你要和什么样的 KOL 去合作帮你转发什么的所以我们今天最后说一个呢这个 buzzword 就是套路、我觉得在中文里面它是比较贬义 negative 的、好像 it's like some scheme you know、scheming or you can sayAlmost like a conspiracy,、有点像阴谋，大家都策划，就是一切都是套路。
Well, you know, I have seen a lot of translations as strategy.
Or routine,
but neither of those words are all that negative.
对，我觉得 scheming.
Scheme is the best, or if you call someone a schemer.
对对对，就是有这个说一个东西，哎，套路很深啊。It's a scheme,
yeah, it's a
对不对
scheme. Oh, she's just a schemer. She's scheming again.
对，但是我呢，这几年我也感觉做事，其实套路的 positive 褒义的那一面，我是觉得是很好的。就是凡事要有方法，方法论。You need to follow a framework. 是吧？像 framework 这种 the methodology 就是很 positive 很褒义的
right, right.
比如学英语我们经常跟我们的用户就说到了这个就是我们就不会说什么 scheme 套路因为那个就 比较 negative， 我觉得就是方法论特别重要，比如一定要 focus， 把你的切入点放在natural conversation， 自然的交流、嗯、你学的单词，背的单词，学的语法，都应该从自然交流的素材语言当中来， don't go the other way around， 不要先背一堆词，这样你 you know you can't construct conversations using those、
嗯、that's right。
所以我一切都是套路是吧最后套路大家已经知道，让你们到开言英语公众号给我们留言告诉我们诶你觉得这一些 buzzwords mean 哪一个的翻译最贴切啊、哦、
嗯，
英语怎么说很贴切
It's like a perfect fit, right?
Perfect fit,、yeah.
I know we could say. We could say maybe a translation made in heaven.
哦、oh, 对，就是当你说一个东西 made in heaven 的时候、嗯、就是他们特别的吻合符合适合了对吧。好，我觉得学语言的乐趣其实不光是你学到了一门外语，我觉得也可以让你发现自己语言更有意思的地方。
Absolutely.
嗯，所以这个也是我们开言英语 That's our spirit， 我觉得就是我们的精髓啊。所以如果你觉得听我们的节目很快乐，然后你想要更进一步好好学英语的话，可以成为开言英语的会员，因为我们有800多节就是全英语讲解的课程，是一个很好的给你创造语言习惯，而且就像我说的，从最自然的对话切入去享受语言，学使用语言的一个途径。那大家到我们微信公众号，在菜单下面你可以很容易的找到试，先免费试用，然后你喜欢的话呢，在菜单里面也可以一键就升级账户，一年只要629。 Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Enjoy those watermelons, guys.
Miracle All doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true? I get a kick out of you.